Okay. Boker to everybody. Welcome to our special Zoom session in honor of President Biden. We are discussing the machlokes between Chachamim. Sumchas, interestingly, in our Gemara, there is no machloket between Chachamim and Sumchas. It just says machlokar b'chamor, etc. Yachloku. But Tosfot already points out, and all the Rishonim, that this is only the opinion of Sumchas, but the Chachamim say, Hamotzi mechaveru alav haraya. And we saw two deos about how we paskin, right? Tosos and most Rishonim assume we paskin like the Chachamim. That Hamotzi mechaveru alav haraya, and Amachlof par b'chamor v'yalda, etc. We do not say Yachloku. So why are we quoting this in our sugya? So, okay, all the Rishonim said, because the only reason Acham disagreed with some chos is because of Motzer Mechavir El Haraya. But Lu Yitzir, neither one would be Mochsak. They would agree Yachloku. So we're quoting the idea of Yachloku that everyone agrees to, and we explain because of Drara de Mamona. The Rashbam we saw in a few places in our Masechet says that, in fact, we paskin like some chos, in which case, over here he says nothing, but in a few places in the Masechet he paskin like some chos, in which case, our Gemara makes perfect sense because we hold like some chos. One of them, for example, is the Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, says the Rashbam, V'kayim alon kesom chos to amar maman amot basafek. Cholkin, why the Satan Lantana Kavate per Shoshanagach es ha-para? Right, because there's a Stam Mishnah like Sumchas. There's actually three Stam Mishnayot like Sumchas. One is in Shoshanagach Sapara, and two are in Hashoel, the eighth parak of Bava Metzia. And that's where Tosfos says back, even so, but Shmuel said, Zu Devei Sumchas. Where's the Zudavay? Some chaz val chachamim, Roman zach called Gadol Bedin, mashu that we hold like the chachamim. Okay, so that's the Rashbam against everyone else. The confusing shita is the Rambam. The Rambam in most sugyas just says Hamotzi mechaveru alav haraya, except for our case. Our case being machlof par b'chamor, which is the mission, but it's Sia Dafkov. In that case, Ira Hamachlof par b'chamor v'yolda v'china mocher shivchaso v'yolda. Zeh Amar Ad Shlomo Harti Yolda. Ilu Amar Mocher Ini Udeya. Even if the mocher says he doesn't know, right? It's a shema. Al halukeach lavi raya. Meaning, again, I'm the one selling the cow. I claim I didn't sell the calf. You claim you bought the calf. You, the buyer, need to bring a raya if you want to get this calf away from me. Seemingly like the chachamim. Afisha pora medit ba'agam ha'shivcha medit b'simta, even if the para is in the public grazing lands and the shivcha is in a public alleyway, meaning even if I don't have a tfisa chesgas mamon, it's not in my rishos, nonetheless, I, being the original owner, the seller, have a cheskes marakaman. Cheskes marakaman, as we discussed, whatever it was, cheskes marakaman is also mochzak in some sense, and therefore, I win a motzim rechol raya, rein mecheska mocher, ad shi yovi alokeach raya, ad shi yovi alokeach raya is another way of saying a motzim rechol alav ha raya. Okay, then the Rambam gets into some details. What if he didn't bring a raya? Then we have a case of modem mixas, right? Because then we have a case of moda mixas, because what was I going to say? The buyer claims to have bought the mother and the baby, and the seller claims only the mother. So moda mixas, if it's metalflin, you have a shuos moda mixas. Midaraita, and if it's a vadim or karka, then there's no shvua. Okay, that's not the mechudish part for us. Continues the Rambam in Halacha Yud Aleph, Zer me'ein yodea. They both say they don't know what's called shema v'shema. V'ein b'shoshech. Mehem. And right now, the baby, the calf, is not found, either one of them. Yachloku. Here we have Maman Amut Masafek Chokin, even though you could have said there's a Mochsuk, why? Because the Mocher is the Marakama. So the Mocher is Mochsuk. Nonetheless, the Raman Paskins, Maman Amut Masafek Chokin, Zer Meber Shusi Yolda Va'acher Shosek. One says, no, it was in my Rishus, meaning I'm the winner, which everyone says. The buyer says it gave birth before I sold. The seller says it gave birth after I bought. And the other one is silent. Zocha towing bevlad, whoever has the taina is zocha. Sounds like bari v'shema bari adif, which again would make a lot of sense if we didn't follow the chazaka here. Then shema v'shema splits it, and bari v'shema is even better than shema v'shema and wins. Now there's a lot of unclarity in this Rambam. Clearly, the Rambam is holding mamon amut masafek cholken, seemingly like Sumchus. There's a big machlokas. Exactly, is he paskin like Sumchus or not? And here we have a three-way machlokas achronim, how the Rambam is paskining. It's clear what he's saying. What he's saying is that if it's Shema v'Shema, and it's what the Gemara calls Omedes be'agam, if it's Shema v'Shema, and it is Omedes be'agam, then Mamon Amot Basafek Chokin. It's very hard to tell. Who's right in this? What's the Rambam Shita? Again, the Rambam Shita is pretty clear, at least for now. It says the Rambam Omedes Be'agam V'Toanim Shema V'Shema Yachloku. Right, that's pretty clear.
If you formulate it that way, you're eliminating the Evanazel.
I'm eliminating what?
The Evanazel. That formulation eliminates the possibility of the Evanazel.
I formulate it that way, I am eliminating Evanazel. Correct. Correct. If I formulate it that way, I'm eliminating the Evanazel. Okay. I must admit, I'm convinced, as a matter of fact, I'm not even mostly convinced the Evanazel, but nonetheless, says the Rambam, Eino Birshus. Mayhem, right? Betonim Shema Shema Yachloku. Fair. That's what the Rambam actually says in his words. Who is he holding like? Who is he holding like is very unclear. Here we have a three-way machlokas achronim. Says the Magid Mishnah right here. Okay, the Magid Mishnah is really a Rishon. Says the Magid Mishnah right here on this Rambam. V'kashali heyach paskar rabbeinu shari ein halacha kis sumchos. K'mo shepasakim ba'alachas b'vakama be'ha para. Likewise, the riff in b'vakama didn't pass like sumchos. V'ulai shu silver d'hadamach mi'alaka sumchos davka v'lokar abonik shom medes b'rshos mokher hi. Avol medes ba'agma filo rabbanam modu v'ein zemash mos ha'sugya. Maybe thinks even the rabbanan admit that if it's not in either there's or shus. That's not at all what it sounds like from the Gemara, right? The Gemara says, whose Rishus is it in? Oh, why don't you just say Motzer El Rai? Where was the Rishus in? Keeps it. And then they say, no, it's Ba'agam, it's in no one's Rishus. And then they say, still, like the Chacham and Sumchus argue, even when it is in no one's rishos. That's what he says. This is not the mashmos of the sugya. Give me half a second. What the Gra says in a few places, not the Gra, there are a few Gras, and he says different things in different places. Not the Gra that I put later. And the Gra. Okay. Anyway, let's go back to this a second. Who does he hold like? Who does the Rambam hold like? Shita number one is the Magid Mishnah. Af Chachamim Modim Be. Let's call it here. He's clearly not like the. I think he's clearly not like the Ibn Azzel. If you have two factors, right? If you have two factors in against the two factors against the Chazaka. Number one, there's no Cheskas Mamo. Right, there's no muchzakos. Remember, the chakira, the cheskes mamon, really is like muchzakos or not. No one's holding it. It's just that it used to belong to someone. Right, there's a marakama. So a marakama is weaker than cheskes mamon mamish, than tfisa mamish. So number one, there's no tfisa mamish, just a marakama. Number two, their tainas are shema v'shema. In that case, even the chachamim admit that. In that case, even the Chachamim admit that Mamon Amat B'Safek Mecholkin. That's the Magid Mishnah. Even the Chachamim in this case. The second Shita is the Bach. Says the Bach that Ke Hipaskin like Sumchas Be'omedes Be'agam Vishema Ukechachamim the Omedes Birshus Echad Mayhem O the Bari Ubari. That he splits the psak. He paskins like some cost in the case of where the chazaka is very weak, it's only cheskes marakam because it's not in anyone's rishos. No one's mamishimov. And he paskins like the chachamim in other cases. And the third shita is really what the kesef mishnah says. Says the kesef mishnah here. What does the kesef mishnah say here? Give me a second. Oh, sorry, I was reading the wrong place. Lachor and Nerisha Taimo, etc. Adkan lo amar sumchos elo b'shema v'shema. Bari bari lo amar. Give me a second. He says, even Sumchus only said it b'shema v'shema, making it seem like the Rambam's voice like Sumchus, and Sumchus only said it b'shema v'shema. This is Mefurish in the Me'iri in Bav Metzia, says the Me'iri in Bav Metzia. We dole a poskin together riff, ye rush a poskin to Sumchus. They don't like Sumchus. I mean, the Rambam held totally like Sumchus. Ela shame molim sha'af sokos lo amra, but they passed it. Even sokos only said it. Shapar o vlad, the par ba agam, ulushim shivcha besimta, he modim shlom or somka ela beshema beshema. And then he continues with dole mechabrim nim shachu lushitazo. Ela, he has some kasha that we'll get to in a moment. So he interprets the riff. The riff is very unclear what he holds, but he interprets the riff in the Rambam, says the, let's number three, The Kesemisha sounds that way. Right? He says, we see the Rambam saying like Sumchas, because Sumchas only said it be Shema Vishema, the Kesef Mishnah, the Meiri, and the Gra. I mean, the Gra that I put on the Makoros sheet again. The Gra is collected from different places. They don't all say exactly the same thing. The Gra on the Shulchan Aruch, because some of them are the Kutim. But over here, the Gra in the margin, the Shulchan Aruch, in the beginning of Chosh Mishpah Reish Chav Gimel, which the Simon of Machl Par B'chamer, says the Gra about the Rama, who das a Rama, who pasakis somchos, the Snam Masnisen Kibasay, like the Havmin of Tosos, who pass like somchos, because the Tam Mishnah is like him. And like the Gemara says, and that was a machlokus. I'm a rhyme there, but the what did the Gemara point out? That, where are we? Rava Amar, so likewise, the Gra, at least. In Reish Chaf Gimel, Sifkatan Aleph says, Kisumchus, not like the Chachamim, not half like Sumchus, half like Chachamim, right? But he was pasking like Sumchus, but and even Sumchus Atzmo only said, Yachloku, if what we call Omedes Ba'agam, V'Shema, V'Shema. Either way, the Rambam's psak is clear. We just don't know which Tana he's like. Is he like Sumchus? Is he like the Chachamim? Or is he splitting the difference half and half? Either way, his Svara is somewhat clear. We'll have to clarify in a second, but why only if it's not in either one's Rishos? Because if it's in one of those Rishos, that's Cheskas Mamon Mamish. Cheskas Mamon Mamish and Motzim Rol Varbaya. It's just if it's in no one's Rishos, there's just a Marakama. A Marakama is weaker than Cheskas Mamon. And in just against the Marakama, the Gerard de Mamon that causes us to want to split it is more powerful than the Cheskas Marakama with one additional tie, which is Shema Vashema. What's Pshat in Shema Vashema? The simple Pshat in Shema Vashema is that the claim of the muchzik is weaker if he's a shema. If someone's muchzik with a tainus vadai, that's a stronger muchzakus. Again, there could be another way of saying it. What is the svara of the Rambam? Again, we have to get to the stiras of the Rambam. The svara of the Rambam is that if it's birshos echad mehem, that is a strong cheskas mamon. In a strong cheskas mamon, we would say, if it's what we'll call ba'agam and bari ubari, then we say chezkas marakama. One of them is a chezkas marakama. Tainus bari. If the marakama is a tainus bari, he says, look, I used to be the owner, I'm still the owner. And I'm sure I'm still the owner. That's also a strong chazaka. That's also a strong chazaka. He is basically claiming to still be the owner. Maybe I'll even go a little further. Here I'm going out on a limb. Here I'm going a little bit out on a limb. Remember, we had a chakira, right? Whether Cheskas Morakama was really a type of muchzaka, samotzim v'chol of haraya, or was merely a chazaka, meikara. You know, all it was is like a regular chazaka, like an Isurim. Maybe you could say, if the guy tainas that, look, it was mine and it's still mine. What do you want from me? It used to be mine and it's still mine. I know that it's still mine. Then we look at that more like a cheskas mamon. How much of another variety? But I mean, it used to be his. He claims it's still his. I understand it's in the street now, but it was always his. He claims it's still his. Then he's considered mochzak. Maybe that we'd say is more like a mochzak. That is like a Mochsuk, right? Maybe we can make some sort of Tzumei Chaveiro Olav Haraya. But if we say it's Ba'agam, again, B'mchima V'shema, Ba'agam, it's a Shema V'shema, then yes, there's a Cheskin. Yes, it used to belong to him, but he doesn't even claim it still belongs to him, right? They both say we have no idea when it gave birth, right? Shema doesn't even have Tainus Bari. Then we say, no, the rule of Chazaka. Chazaka is not strong enough to override Mamona Matu Safik Chulkin and the Drar de Mamona. The Drar de Mamona beats the Chazaka. This is just a diff from. Just a regular chazaka de meikara. That is what the Rambam says. Again, which Tana it is, I can't prove for sure because I'm a little confused. Maybe Avi can help me out here. I didn't look what Rav Nachum said. But the simple shot, I think, is that one derech in the Rambam is you want to look at the Rambam, look at his sources. Where did the Rambam come from? Right? Often we think the Rambam came from nowhere. But usually the Rama did not come from nowhere. You know where it came from. Sometimes it's not. Here, I think it's very clear where the Rama came from. The Rama came from Rav Haigon, right? In the Sefer Mekach V'Amemkar. I think you could all say the Rif, but the Rif is a matter of interpretation. Rav Haigon here is exceedingly clear. What does Rav Haigon saying the Sefer Mecca Chumemkar, he says, Achilik Hashem, Kom Dahab Machlokos, Kosom Allah Esu, Kudon Shishlam, Vlad Shifcha, Vlad Behema, Kun Shemachos Behema, Vyolda, it's a Ubar, Shemahayo also Vlad, it's a Lechme Rebbe, Shalom Shwasso. Shwasso means that swear Shwas has to defend himself. If it's in someone's Rishos, that person wins. That's clear. The Elo, and if it's not in anyone's Rishos, Havi also Vlad, if you Elo, Havi of Lavish Zachnam, Haria Din, she also have Yoldus Piglashnaam. What if it's a suffix to both of them? I mean, Shema Vashema, Yachlozi say, you do. If it's in one person's Rishos, he wins. If it's in no one's Rishos and is Bari, you Bari, the Marakama wins. If it's in no one's Rishos and Shema Vashema, then you split it. That's exactly the Psak of the Rambam. Right? 100%. They analyze the Gemara. The lechzi rishos adaman kaima. Why not see who's rishos it's in? Levi idach motzvah all of haraya. And the other ones. Okay. Amar ki rabbi. Amar shul b'parah medes ba'agon. The pachas mar kama. All of haraya. The answer is sumchas sudar mamon l'gosav v'chokin. It's sumchas. Aim adar sumchas shema v'shem. Granted, some chassid of a shema v'shema, bar you bar me, rabba. The bar of Huna in Amar some chassid of bar you bar me, but for rabba Amar the shalachad v'dam l'shalachachti. A last word, right? Meaning rabba bar of Huna, we have rabba. And our Girsa says that even bar you bar me, some chassid of the mission is a case of shema v'shema. It sounds like it's pass like Rava, why not? We should always pass like Rava against Rabbi Ravuna, like Somchas. The Sugar Sina and Hamachlo Par Becham Yalda Bechina Mochus Chas Yalda Zeomer Beshus Yalda Mahalas Shoset Exacha Zeomer In Yodea Zeomer In Yodea Yach Loku. That is exactly the lashon of the Rambam Mahalach Yud Aleph. That's a brayson Kofa Mebeis, etc. Okay, what do we see? And he says that's how we paskin. Right, Rav Haigon seems to be very clearly posking like Somchas. He doesn't say Somchas admits to the Rabbanan. He doesn't say I'm splitting my psak. He just says that this mission is Somchas, and we follow the mission that's like Somchas. Seems to be that we posking like Somchas. So based on if he says we pass like some stone to make the same deal, the Meiri says. What did the Meir say? That the Rif Paskin like Sumchus and the Rambam is like him. Why do you think the Rif Paskin like Sumchus? Again, if you look at the Rif there, the Rif quotes the Gemara and says, Lokim nek is Sumchus, and we smish is like Sumchus. And he's even more clear. Valkin nek is Sumchus, he only quotes Rabba. Vitani ze omer shema shlomachad, zema shema mishalakachti, vobibori or vishema not. He says the Mishnah is like Sumchus and only Shema v'Shema. And again, the Rif is a safer Pesach. Can everyone hear me well? I don't know if my connection is good.
No, Rebbe, really.
You're dropping in and out.
I don't know how good my connection
is. It's very difficult to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Is anyone else using the internet in your house?
So let me try something. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, we heard you fine. It was dropping out. So keep on talking.
We'll see. Okay. Okay. Anyway, if there's a problem, like wave your hand at me, Morty. Okay. So what were we saying? The Rif also sounds like he's passing like Sumchus, because what did they say? That we are moking the Mishnah like Sumchus, and it's only in Shema Vashema. And then he says, Vatani Namike Agav, then there's also a Brisa like this. Hamachla par v'chamri quotes a brisa in continuation of the sugya v'yalda v'china mokh shukhasa v'yalda zeomer v'shusha yalda v'alashos egzacha zeomer in yodev zeomer yodev yachloku. Same brisa as Rav Haigon. He's clearly influenced by Rav Haigon. The Rif also sounds like he's passing like Sumchus. So here it's a little tricky because the Rama appears from Mishnayis. He says we don't pass like Sumchus. That's why it gets a little tricky. But if we assume that that perhaps if there's a if we can ignore the Parish Mishnayis, assume that was just the Gersa de Yankasa of the Rambam, and assume the Rambam followed Rav Haigon and the Rif, then maybe that would be a good reason to think that the Rambam, in fact, Paskin Legamre like Sumchus. Why didn't he Paskin like Sumchus across the board all over the Mishnah Torah, Mamanu, Nosefik, Kolkin? Because in Pashup Shad in the Gemara, Sumchus is very restricted. The Gemara says only omedes ba'agam, only if it's in, or not in either, there's rishos, meaning you're only up against cheskes markama, and only shema v'shema, only if that cheskes markama is weak, because the person who has the cheskes markama on his side is not even claiming that, is not even claiming to have
cheskes markama.
Is not even claiming to be the owner, right? If he's not claiming that he's the owner, he's tining Shema, then a chazaka, the Utaina Shema, is very weak.
Okay. There's no yet pshat on Kenya.
Okay. All right. Then we'll have to make do. Now. That's the sheet of the Rambam. Again, it's a little tricky. I didn't put the Pirish Mishnayis. The Pirish Mishnayis, he says in the Mishnah, Halachas, not like Chloku, the Halacha like the Chachamim. But if we assume he changed his mind, because in the end, he passed in Yachloku. And if you ask, why did he pass in Yachloku? What happened to Tosas Taina that Shmuel says that might be a Stam Mishnah, but Zodavi Sumchas, we pass like the Chachamim? I think the answer is very clear. On the one hand, in Bava Kama, he says, Shmuel says, no divrei simchas, but we pass like the Chachamim, that monolith was something Cholkin. But in Bava Metzia, Shmuel doesn't say anything of the sort, right? In Bava Metzia, the Gemara just says, our Mishnah is simchas, and not only that, but in Daf Kufam and Beis in Bava Metzia, the Gemara brings a Braita. The Braita says, you know, Zeomer in Yodeh, Zeomer in Yodeh Yachloku. And then continues and quotes Rabbi Meir in the Chachamim. It says, and if it's Vaday Vaday, then he had the Yefta Shvua according to our mayor, and the Chachamim say there is no Shvua. Sounds like everyone's following this idea of Yachloko. Both our mayor and the Chachamim don't seem to have a problem with it. Okay, the Rambam somehow passed like Sumchas. Again, I can't prove it whether the Rambam passed like the Chachamim, like Sumchas or in between, but it's clear what the Rambam, at least so far, what the Rambam paskins. He paskins that if it's not in either there's Rishos, that's his Lashon, with two conditions of not being in either one's rishus, and the question of how about the fact that the Rambam and the rest of Mishnah Torah never says Maman Motvasafik Kolken. So I'm not going to get into the Nesivos here. We'll leave the Nesivos for now, but all the Achronim say is that, yes, I understand. When it comes to Shor Shenogas HaParah, when it comes to the Mishnah 2 daf earlier in Bava Metzia of Zeomer Shkura Mesa, Zeomer Shula Mesa, all over Mishnah Torah, the Rambam just says, Hamotzer Galav Haraya. But there's a reason for that. What's the reason? Because usually the Rambam admits Hamotzer Galav Haraya. If it's in someone's Rishos, the Rambam admits Hamotzer Galav Haraya. If it's Bari Ubari, the Rambam admits Hamotzer Galav Haraya. The Rambam passes like Sochos, but only in limited circumstances. Therefore, in the Sugya where the Gemara brought those limited circumstances, right? Keep in mind, the Rambam, even though he organized things himself, he often only brought down halachas that are found in the Sugya. In Daf Kuf of Bava Metzia, one of the three Mishnayos of Sumchos, where the Gemara just said it makes a difference what Rishos it's in, and it makes a difference that their tain is Bori Hashem, the Rambam brought down the details. And the other place, they didn't bring down the details. So I think that's very reasonable. The problem that everyone has, which is already where the Meiri starts criticizing the Rambam, is give me 1 second. Where the Meiri starts criticizing the Rambam is in the stira between the two parts of the Rambam. What's the stira between the two parts of the Rambam? Let us get ourselves a new board. Halacha Yud and Halacha Yud Aleph. Because what does the Rambam say in Halacha Yud? There is a double stira, I think, between Halacha Yud and Halacha Yud Aleph. What does the Rambam say in Halacha Yud? Afilo Amar HaMocher. Okay, I mean a stira of two parts. Afilo Amar HaMocher Ein Yodea. Al halokeach le havi raya. What does he say in halacha yud? Afilo amar ha mocher eini eini yodeya. And then he says afal pi she. Omedes be'agam, nonetheless, hamotzi mechaveiro, alav haraya. But in halacha yud aleph, says the Rambam, that if it's eini yodea, ve'eini yodea, and it's eina birshus echad mehem, then it's Yachloku. That's the famous sheet of the Rambam of Yachloku. And the question is, this seems to be a stira. That's what the Magen Mishnah and the whole world is bothered by. The the over in Halacha Yud, it sounds like the Mocher says Eini Yodea, if it's Shema V'Shema, and it's Ba'agam, it's Mocher V'Chol Haraya. Halacha Yud Aleph, if it's Shema V'Shema and it's Ba'agam, it's Yachloku. The truth is, why do I say double stira? And Halacha Yud says, even if the Mocher says Eini Yodea, that allows two cases. If the Mocher says Eini Yodea, that could mean, if the Mocher says Eini Yodea, that could be a way of saying, one second.
That could be a way of saying,
sorry. That could be a way of saying Shema v'Shema, but really she's saying the Mocher Shema. It could also be Bari v'Shema, right? Mocher in Yodea could be Shema v'Shema, the Lokeach Shema, or it could be Bari v'Shema. Either way, I'm also going to go Araya, but that's a double steer. And Alochi at Aleph, it's Shema v'Shema, the Rambam says Yachlok. And what if it's Bari v'Shema? If it's Bari v'Shema, then the Rambam says, Ze Omer v'Shusi Yoldov Ha'acher Shoseg Zocha Toim Bivlad. Right, if it's Bari Vishtika, then what do we say? The Bari is Zoche. So that's a stira. The Rambam says Bari Vishema the Bari. When Shema Vishema Yachloku, and Alacha Yod, seemingly whether it's Bari Vishema or Shema Vishema, he leaves it open by saying the Mocher says Eini Yodea, regardless of what the Lokeach says. It's a Motzmeiro Olav Araya. That is the famous stira in the Rambam that everyone's bothered by. There are a number of answers to this stira in the Rambam. I'm sorry. A number of answers to this stira in the Rambam. I can't really promise you, I must admit, I can't promise you who's right. Let's take the answers one step at a time. Okay. Well, anyone want to answer? Someone give me an answer. What's the answer to the Rambam? How do you answer the stira in the Rambam? Anyone? Looks like a good stira, right? Halacha Yud said that if the Mocher says Ein Yodea, meaning something v'shema, even ba'agam z'achloku. Halacha Yud Aleph, it's something v'shema, and it's not in either one's rishos. If it's Shema v'Shem, sorry, Motzei Mechorel v'Araya. Halachi Yad Aleph says either Yachloku or the Bari wins totally, but not a Motzei Mechorel v'Araya. So it's a good stira. So there are a number of answers to this stira. Abi already mentioned one previously, but anyone want to tell me how to answer the stira?
Since he said Shtika is not the Hodah, and it's not
Shema. So Shtika, you might say, is Hodah. Who says that? The Magid Mishnah already says that, and others. You could neutralize the second half of this by saying it didn't mean Bari V'Shema. It meant Bari V'Shtika is not Bari V'Shema. So that you could get out of, right? So here you could answer. Shtika is not Shema. Bari v'Shema, Shema v'Shema means I say, maybe I'm right. I say, I don't know. I could be right. How do I know you're right? Shtika means I don't say anything. Now, it's not clear what the Rama meant by shotek. He could have meant shotek means Shema. I say, like, how do I know? You know, but he could have meant, no, mama shotek. I'm like, I say, I don't know. You know, I don't say anything. And shtika kodah, that's what the Magen Mishnah says. Says the Magen Mishnah, "Brayta shamu v'halachot d'shtika kazot todahi shtika koda is not Shema, but shtika kehodaa. If so, then that's not a steer at all. That's not hodaa is different. Everyone agrees hodaa wins. So you could neutralize the second half of the steer, but we're still stuck with the first half of the steer. How about Shema v'Shema? Right? Ein yodea v'ein yodea." Clearly, that's a stira, whether it's a Motzei Mechorel v'Araya or Yachloku. How do we, that's the harder part of the stira. Now, depending how you answer the first part of the stira, you might need the Magen Mishnah. You might need the Magen Mishnah later on, or you might not. How do you answer the first part of the stira? Okay. I thought maybe you liked the Evan Azel, or you just wanted to leave room for the Evan Azel. Not saying. Okay.
One answer could be the Shurei Rupayim.
What?
The Evan Azel's answer appears in the Shurei Rupayim and Bav Metzia.
Well, Rupayim and Bav Metzia says the Evan Azel. Okay. Well, then we have to take it much more seriously. But you know, before we get to the Evan Azel with your Mechila, let's give two technical answers. Okay. Well, it's always good to start with the technical answers. There are two technical answers, which says that, what do the two technical answers say? There's no lumbus you sowed here. It's just that if you read it a little differently, he wasn't really saying what we thought he was saying in the first place. One technical answer is the Prisha Okay, the Gralt quotes is in the Bach. Says the Prisha. Right, first technical answer is the Prisha. What does the Prisha say? Right. The Prisha says that you read the Rambam wrong. It's called Litzdodim Katani. What does Litzdodim Katani mean? When I say two things, I don't mean the taste made up of these two factors. What I mean is either this factor or the other factor, but not both. That's Litzdodim, two different sides. When the Rambam said Aloha Yod, even if he says Eini Yodea, even if it's Ba'agam, he didn't mean even if he says Eini Yodea and it's Ba'agam, in which case it would be a stira. He meant even if he says Eini Yodea and it's not Ba'agam, or if it's Ba'agam and he says Yodea, what does the Prisha say? There is no stira. According to the Prisha, Afilo Amr Mocher Eini Yodea, the Omed Birshuso, O Afapisha Omed is Ba'agam, the Toein Bari. According to the Prisha, there is no stira. The Rambam, I mean, it's a dachug way of reading the Rambam in, I must admit, in halacha in halacha yud. He's saying, afil amar mocher in yodea, lukech lavi raya, period, totally new sentence, not continuing, afal pisha perum, it is ba'agam, ashichum, it is the simta. Now, there's no halacha break there. Okay, I think it's a little dachuk, but that's what the priest says. Let's start in Gatani. But the Rambam meant to say is that if it's Shema Vashema, but it's Bershuso. Next sentence, if it's not Bershuso, but it's Bari, you Bari, then a Mosemek Rol Varaya, as opposed to Lachir Aleph. If it's not Bershuso and Shema Vashema, then you split it. Okay, possible technical answer. The Magid Mishnah, and the Gra likes this Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah, let's give everyone a color. Let's see if we can get this to work properly. The Magid Mishnah says that you misunderstood the Rambam. The Rambam meant what he said, right? For the Magid Mishnah, ignore the green. The Magid Mishnah meant what he said. He didn't say Hamotzi Mechol of Haraya, says the Magid Mishnah. He never said Hamotzi Mechol of Haraya. He says, Al Halokeach Lohavi Raya. Right, says the Magid Mishnah. Not a motzi mechaveru all of haraya totally. That's not what he meant. But all of lahavi raya im rotze lezakos bikulo velo rak bechetzio. Ah, there's no steer at all. The Rambam admits that he gets half of it. When the Rambam says, he meant if he wants to get more than half. Let me say that a little better because now I'm making it seem very silly. Imrotza Lizkos bit kulo. As opposed to nothing or half, depending on the circumstances. Meaning, some cases you would get nothing without a raya if it was bari or bari, or if it was in his rishus. Some cases you get half without a raya if it's shema of a shema, not in his rishus. You have to bring a raya if you want to get all of it. Okay, I'm not so convinced of this technical answer either, this Magid Mishnah's technical answer either. It could be. These are the two technical answers. What they're basically saying is that there's no stira. Either he never said, basically, but they're basically saying in Halacha Yod, he never said, Ein over Shuso, Shema Veshema, Hamotzi Mechorel of Haraya. Either according to Prisha, he just said, Ein over Shuso, Bari Yubari. Or Bershuso, Shema Veshema, Hamotzi Mechorel of Haraya. And according to the Magid Mishnah, he says, all of Haraya, if he wants to get all of it. But of course, he gets half of it without Haraya. Half of it or none of it, depending on the circumstances. And Shema Veshema and Eina Bershuso, you get half of it. In the other cases, none of it. That's the Magid Mishnah's technical answer. However, both of these are not the simplest read. And there, it could be. But maybe there is another pshat in the Rambam. And here I found two other pshat in the Rambam, which are big chidushim in the Achronim, which, okay, either we'll accept or we won't. It's always hard to tell if we accept big chidushim in the Achronim. Let's see. What are the other pshatim? The third pshat is the Evan Ha'azel. Says the Evan Ha'azel, he says, says the Evan Ha'azel, and according to this, I think this would only work clearly if the Rambam was not like Sumchus, right? Then you have to say the Rambam's like the Chachamim. He says the Evan Ha'azel, very big chiddush. He says, if you look in Aloch Yud Aleph, the Rambam changes his Lashon. In Aloch Yud, he says, Afi Sharpar Omedis Ba'agam Vashivcha Omedis Ba'simto, which is the language of the Gemara. In Aloch Yud Aleph, he says, Einer B'Rishos Echemehem. It's not in the Rishos of either of them. Now, we said earlier that maybe there's a difference between Rishos HaRabim and right, Simta and Rishos Shel Shnehem, right? That was when we saw the Rambam by the Arema Shel Chitim, by the Shnayim Ochsim B'Talus. Okay, here, the Lashon is unclear. First it says Agam and Simta, and then he says, Einer Rishos Echad Mehem. So, I would have said an Agam and a Simta is not Rishos Echad Mehem. However, says the Evan Ha'azel, very, very big Chiddush, that no, that the Rambam is a mechalek between an agam and a simta versus a rishus harabim, versus a rishus harabim. What does he say? The Rambam says, "Bahalacha yodis agam and simta." Halacha yod aleph says, "Ein rishus echad mehem," and et cetera, et cetera. What does he say? The agam v'simta hu makom aroi lekinyan. As opposed to Rishos HaRabim. Now this is a, it seems to be a big chiddush, because an agam is not a simta. Or maybe it is. Okay, what do we see? An agam and a simta are a place where you could do a kinyan. A place where, right, you have rights over your dalet amos. Maybe if we assume an agam is like a simta, be kona in your dalet amos, meshicha is kona, etc. Agam and a simta, you have some rights in. Obviously, it doesn't belong to anyone, but whoever's using it has the rights to make a kinyan in that case. And therefore, says the Evan Ha'azel, this is the Agam Visimta Dichoshav Kirshus. Now, the Rishus of me. It's chashuv like the rishos of the marakama. It's my object. It was my object. Now that my object is in the agam or the simta, we assume that it's still in my rishos until proven otherwise. Why? Because an agam and a simta is a place where whoever's object is there, they have the right to keep their object there. Since it used to be my object, we assume it's still my object. And therefore, I have the right to keep it in the Agam and the Simta, to Makam or Roy Lakinian. It's a place where I can be Kona things. And therefore, the Choshev Kirshus, Kirshuso, Shel Ha Marakama, as opposed to this case where it's Eina Rishus Echemim Klal, Kilomar Rishus Harabim, or of course you could add Chotzer Sheina Shel Shnehem. Now, this is a, it's a big Chiddush. Well, what he's saying is that there's two types of property that are not mine. There's property that is not mine and I have no rights to, which is just a rabbim. Again, what's the difference? Let's review. The I can't make a kinyan meshicha in Rishos HaRabim. Right, if I pull something in Rishos HaRabim, I'm not koneh, because I have no connection to this Rishos. I'm pulling it into a Rishos that's not mine. If I do Mashiach and an Agam or a Simta, I am Kona. Why? Because while I'm pulling, now I have the right to use this. The difference between Rishus HaRabim is where everyone goes all the time, the street, the thoroughfare. Basically, no one has the right to do their business there and say, you know, I'm taking over for a few minutes. An Agam or a Simta is a place which is not so busy, and Chazal gave everyone the right to use it when they need to. right? So basically, in an agam, or the Rambam was davka said agam and simta, not just because the Gemara says agam and simta as examples. We thought the Gemara gave agam and simta as an example of hefkervelt, of rishus harabim. No, the Rambam said davka agam and simta because whoever owns something and it's in the agam or simta, they have the right to use the agam and simta for their object to graze or to stand around, etc. If I am a simta and I put a blanket down with my wares to sell them, I have the right to open up a store temporarily in that simta. If I send my animal to graze in the agam, I have the right to graze my animal in that agam. Therefore, says the Rambam, it's ke'ilu, it is in my property, because I have temporary rights over the simta and the agam while it's there. And therefore, I am a machzak, right? And that becomes a mochzak mamish. And that's why the Rambam in Halacha Yod said, if it's in an agam, but it still has to be in an agam, a place where I have rights over a mochzak. And Halacha Yod Aleph, he says, Eina shel shneihem, would have been much more meduyik if he had said versus a rabbin. Then I would have for sure believed the Evan Azal. But it could be that the difference is that whether it's someplace I have some rishus in or that I do not have any rishus in. And a marakama in an agam makes it my agam because I'm the marakama, and therefore I'm not just the marakama, I'm a mochzak, as opposed to marakama and rishus harabim, I'm just a marakama, and a marakama is not strong enough to beat the idea of momen amot basafek cholkin. That is the Evan Azal. That's the third shot. The last shot I want to mention is, and then if someone has a proof who's right and who's wrong, I'd be very, very glad to hear the proof, obviously. The last shot I want to mention is the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says something wild. It was so wild that I wasn't even going to say it over. And then I noticed in the Shiur of Rav Lichtenstein, he actually likes this Aruch HaShulchan. Okay, if it's if Rav Lichtenstein liked the Aruch HaShulchan, then maybe he's right. The Aruch HaShulchan, again, right here, everyone's on Reish Chof Gimel, says what's for the Aruch.
The wrong one.
HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says a wild diuk. What does he say? He says, if you read the Rambam carefully, Halacha Yod, Hamachlev Parba Chamer V'Yolda V'Chena Mochash V'Chaso V'Yolda Zeh Omer Ein Adshlo Macharti Yolda. One of them says Bari Adshlo Macharti Yolda V'Zeh Omer Mishalakachti Yolda, and the other one says Bari Mishalakachti Yolda. Bari Yavari. Then he says, Afilo Amar Mocher in Yodea, even if the Mocher said Shema. He didn't say Afilo Amar Shnehem in Yodea. He says, even if the Mocher says in Yodea, even if the Mocher says in Yodea, Alokech Lahavi Raya, then Amosu Mechavero, Alav Ha Raya. He reads around very carefully. I mean, again, reads around carefully in one particular way. I mean, what is he? How does he read the Rambam? That what was I going to say? He reads the Rambam very carefully. That the Halacha Yud is talking about Bari Yubari or Bari Vishema. What does the Aruch HaShulchan say? This is Bari Ubari or Bari Vishema. If you look in Halacha Yud Aleph, again, you have to assume like this red answer on the bottom. This is Ein Yodeh V'Ein Yodeh, Shema V'Shema. And what does he say? Bari Ubari or Bari V'Shema. The din is Hamotzen V'Ver Olav Haraya. Shema V'Shema. The din is Yachloku. That's the tremendous chiddush of the Aruch HaShulchan. Says, if you read the Rambam, again, it's hard to tell whether this is the Diuk of the Rambam. Read the Rambam. Ze omer achlo macharti yolda, ze omer mishalakachti yolda, afilo amar amochein yodea. He doesn't say afilo amar amr shnehem einam yodea. Afilo amar amochein yodea. Now, you could say afilo amar amochein yodea, because he's trying to say that the mocher wins. So the chiddush is even if the mocher says in yodea. You don't have to say the Chiddush is even the Lokeach is weak, the Mocher wins. So it's not a Diuk Mocher. But says the Aruch HaShulchan something very wild. By the way, which answers need to come on to this red thing? The Aruch HaShulchan does, because he claims that Bari Bari is a Milsa Harir Olav Ha Raya. The Prisha does not. The Magen Mishnah does. It's his answer. And the Evan Uzzel does not. Okay. Anyway, says the Aruch HaShulchan. He says, what's wild about this Aruch HaShulchan? Bari v'shema, you get less than Shema v'shema. Shema v'shema, I get half. Bari v'shema, meaning if I say Shema and I'm suing you for Shema, I get half. But if I say Bari and I'm suing you for Shema, I get nothing. I'm weaker if I say Bari than if I say Shema. At first I thought, no, that's impossible. That's like a crazy idea. But it can't be. How can it go against all common sense? And it does go against all common sense. There's no two ways about that. It for sure goes against all common sense. Question is whether common sense is true. I mean, rather whether it's always koveya. It goes against all common sense. So what I'm saying is if I say Shema V'Shema, I'm better off than if I say Bari V'Shema. How could this be? How could it be that I say Bari V'Shema, I'm better off than if I say Shema V'Shema? You have to have a different understanding of what we had on the last board. What do we have on the last board? We say Sumchus, or at least the Rambam, only says split it in Shema V'Shema. We thought the only reason he split it in Shema V'Shema is because the Muchzakos is weaker when you're Shema. Then the Aruch HaShulchan would not work. But says Rav Lechtzi, no, there's another way of understanding why. As Rav says, Sumchus only says Shema V'Shema. Why does Sumchus only say if it's Shema V'Shema, not Bari Bari? One way is because the Muchzakos is weaker when it's Shema, and therefore there's no Muchzakos, you split it. The other way is, no, it's not the Muchzakos is weaker than if it's Shema Shema. It's that the Suffolk is stronger if it's Shema Shema. The Suffolk is stronger. What are we saying? There's two types of Sfeikos, right? The Aruch HaShulchan says this. What does the Aruch HaShulchan say? He says, let me read it to you. Give me a second. It's better to say Shema than Bari, which is counterintuitive. When I say Bari, we say bring a proof. If you know, bring a raya. In Shema, you can't bring a raya. Meaning they only have Markama, they know it's like raya. Okay, then he brings up an ode. We're not going to, he quotes the Nesivos. But what's he saying? If I say Bari, if either one says Bari, what's the rule? What's the rule when the Toveah says Bari? The rule is on Motzei Mechal of Haraya. When the Toveah says Bari, we're in the realm of Tanos. We're in the realm of Toing V'Nitan. When I make a Tainas Bari, that's Toing V'Nitan. And what do we say about Toing V'Nitan? You want to make a Taina? You have to bring a proof to your Taina. They say, what do you mean? It's not our suffix, it's your taina. If it's your taina, you have to bring a proof to your taina. Once the toveya is bari, we say, you have a taina, you want to treat this as two tainas. A taina only wins when, basically, what are you saying? Let me say better. The toveya is saying there is no suffix. Toveya is saying it's a vadai. You're saying it's not a suffix. You're saying a tainus bari. You're saying don't treat it as a suffix. It's not a suffix. It's a vadai. When it's a vadai, the rule is you say vadai. Maybe it's not a vadai. You have to prove it. When the toveya says shema, then he's saying it's a suffix. I just want to look at it as a suffix. I don't want to look at it as a taina. I want to look at it as a suffix. Once you look at it as a suffix, shema v'shema, that's just a complete suffix. No one has anything to say about it. No one has any tainas. When no one has tainas, that's called mamana muta, but absolute suffix. In an absolute suffix, we're chokin. When it's bari you bari, then you're claiming it's not a suffix. You're claiming it's a vadai to you. You're claiming you know the answer. Once you know the answer, that's not in the realm of absolute sfeikos. That's in the realm of toim v'netan. In the realm of toim v'netan, then hamotamir or olav haraya. That is the tremendous chiddush of the Aruch HaShulchan, that over here, when you have taina, when you have a when he's coming as a taina, then we say hamotz mechorel varaya. When he's coming not as a taina, but when he's mode that it's a suffix, then we say mamon hamutal besafik. Very counterintuitive. Lemaisa then, but it could be. It's a little strange that if I say bari, I'm worse off than shema. But as the Yerucha Shogun says, if I say bari, you say you want a taina that this is yours. You want a taina that it's a vaday. If it's a vaday, go prove it's a vaday, or else we don't believe you. If I say I don't know anything and he doesn't know anything, no one knows anything. That's an objective suffix. Once it's an objective suffix, then we use the rules of Mamon HaMotel Safek and not the rules of Toim V'Nitan. If there's no Tainas, it's not Toim V'Nitan. If there's no Tainas, that's called Mamon HaMotel B'Safek. Again, and this is a tremendous chakir in Rava. When Rava says against Rava Rav Huna in Bab Metzia, Daf Kof, and quoted in a few other places, that Sumchas only applies in Shem V'Shema. Until now, we thought that's because in the Shema V'Shema, the Muchzakas is weaker, because a Muchzak who doesn't even say he's an owner, it's not a strong Chazaka. But the Orach HaShulchan's tremendous Kiddush, again, he doesn't say all this, this is the way Rav Lichtenstein explains him, is that no, the reason why Sumchas only says B'Shema V'Shema is not because the Muchzakas is weaker when it's Shema V'Shema, but because the Suffolk is stronger, because if someone has a Tainus Vadai, that's not called an absolute Suffolk, that's called Toim V'Nitan. Once no one has anything to say about it, and everyone admits no one knows anything, then we say this is pure suffix. And if it's a pure suffix, then there's a rule that Mamon HaMotel B'Safek, Holkin. Okay, so we have four answers in the Rambam. I wish I could tell you which is correct. Maybe AB can prove to us which of these four is correct. But the four answers, either two technical answers. He never was so ser halachi yud aleph. He never meant Einu b'shus echamim shema v'shema hamotzi b'chol v'araya in halachi yud. Prisha says he meant Einu b'shus echamim or Shema V'Shema, not and. The Magen Mishnah says he never meant Hamotzi Mechorel of Araya. He just meant if you want more than half, you have to bring Araya. Or two answers say there is a stira, but there's an answer to the stira. There's a difference. Evan Uzzel says Simta and Agam are really, again, if there's no Marakama, we have no idea who, no one can say there's Mosak. But if there's a Marakama, since this used to be my calf, therefore I'm the one who has the right to keep it in the Agam or the Simta, and therefore it's my property as long as the calf is there and I'm a mochzak, as opposed to halacha yud aleph when we can okimta. Ein b'shus echamim klal to b'shus harabim, or the Aruch HaShulchan, halacha yud is if at least someone's tining. If someone makes a tining that's toying the nitan, then the rules of Moshe Merchal Haraya, halacha yud aleph, where no one has any taina, and if no one has any taina, then that's already the realm of absolute suffik, and an absolute suffik, mamon amot b'suffik, cholkin. Okay. That's what we have to say for the Shitas HaRambam.
So can I say something? First of all, the way the Aruch HaShulchan understands it, if I understand it correctly, he's saying that when Simcha says Mamon HaMutal B'Safek, the Safek refers to the Balei Din. We always thought Mamon HaMutal B'Safek means that Beis Din has a Safek. But he's saying that the Safek is not the Safek of Beis Din, the Safek is the Balei Din, which is a completely different way of understanding Simchas.
A completely exactly. Aruch HaShulchan is the big chiddush here, a totally different way of understanding Sumchas. It's not it's not the suffix of the, it's not the suffix of the Beis Din, it's the suffix of everyone. Right, the Beis Din also. It's a suffix of it's a universal suffix. Correct. It's a completely different standard of Mamon HaMotel B'Safek, Cholkin, big Chiddush. That's the Chiddush of the Aruch HaShulchan.
Why couldn't he say Kol Dalim Gvar then? I mean, instead of Yachlok?
Because
there's nobody.
One second. Because of Dror de Mamona. That's our Gemara, right? When do we say Mamon HaMotel B'Safek if there's Dror de Mamona? Meaning, Dror de Mamona, remember, we had to either something which makes them each have some right because they each have some connection to it, or it's something which makes us get involved and not be able to ignore it, right? That's the Gemara's question, Dror de Mamona. You're not allowed to ask the Gemara's question. Okay.
Now, with respect to
I think so much, and we're ready to move on then to the next sugya.
With respect to the three answers. With respect to the three answers.
Rabosai. Lamed Hamed Beis. It's exciting. We finally move on in the Gemara. Although we're not out of Maman Matmasafe, because we're just continuing to a slightly different example, or rather, a slightly different detail. Let's go to Lamed Hey Amud Base. Right? We are up to the third line. Amri Nardai. In Ba Echad Menashuk, the Hechzik Ba Ein Motsino Samayado. If a third, here we're talking about the case of Kol Da'olam Gavar. Everyone agrees he's going back on Kol Da'olam Gavar, right? Reuven says mine, Shimon says mine, Kol Da'olam Gavar. If Levi comes and grabs it, we don't confiscate it from Levi. Levi can keep it. And what's his proof? The Tani, Rabbi Chia, Gazlan Shel Rav, Lo Shmei Gazlan. A Gazlan from the Rav is not called a Gazlan. Obviously, Rabbi Chia doesn't mean if I steal from a lot of people at once, I'm not a Goslin. If I steal from a lot of people at once, I'm an even worse Goslin. Then I'm a Rasha Marusha. What he means is if I steal from something that might belong to the Rabbin when we don't know who, then I'm not a Goslin and I can keep it. That is Nardai, but we don't pass like Nardai. Rav Asher, I'm a little Shvei Goslin. Rav Asher says, no, in the case you're envisioning, he is a Goslin. If Levi steals from Reuven and Shimon, who are fighting out of Kol Da'olam Gavar, he is a Goslin, and he does have to give it back. Umay lo shmei Goslin. So what does Rabbi Chiya mean by lo shmei Goslin? Shlom nitan lehishavon, that it's not able to be given back. Okay, what exactly that means, we will have to see. But be'etzem, we have here machlokes in Nahardai and Rav Ashi. Right, Nahardai says Levi keeps it. Rav Ashi says Levi has to give it back. And what's unclear, although a very lopsided machlokes, what's a little unclear here is what is Levi saying? What are the two possibilities? What's Levi saying? You know what? One second. Let me go back to my old color. What are the two possibilities of what Levi's saying?
It's Levi.
Levi's the third person.
Sorry, say that again, Chaim.
Levi's your third person. The
right, Levi's the third person. What's Levi saying? So says the Rashbam here. In the second Rashbam, Emotzi no sabe bezdi miyado shel zeh shlishi, the avagav dlotan midi, even though he has no taina. Meaning, even though the third guy, what does Levi come and say? Levi comes and says, you know what? What do they say in kindergarten nowadays? Anyone go to kindergarten in Israel? Shnayim ravim, hashlishi mekabel. Right? What does Levi say? He says, you know what? You two are clowns. I'm taking it. He doesn't say shalavosai. He just takes it. Okay, if he just takes it, then who is more intuitive, Nahardai or Rav Ashi? If Levi has no taina, then who's the chiddush?
Nahardai.
Levi has no. And Nardai is the chiddush. He has no taina and he still gets to keep it. He like admits he's stealing and he still gets to keep it. That's the big chiddush. What's the other option? The other option is this is a lopsided machlokas. I'd be, you know, okay, I'd be happier for his more even machlokas, but what can I do? We don't even know who's on the other side. But the Aliyos Rabbeinu Yonah says, the Odei Shlomar, there's an Odei Shlomar in the Rabbeinu Yonah. The Odei Shlomar, Divrei Nahardai, Kigon Shiva Echem Nashok Betaina, Umisham Hachin Motsiyan Osamiyado. He has a Taina. If he has a Taina, then obviously Nahardai makes a lot of sense. Running, Reuven says Shalavosai, Shimon says Shalavosai. If Levi also shows up and says Shalavosai, why shouldn't he be able to keep it? He called all them Gavar, Levi is Gavar. They're all equal. Rav Ashi is the big Chiddush. Let's go a little out of order. And says, this is the Od Yeshlomar in the Rabbeinu Yonah, who says, Babataina. If he's Babataina, then Nahardai is Nicha. It makes perfect sense. What do you mean? Reuven has a Taina, no proof. Shimon has a Taina, no proof. Levi has a Taina, no proof. Why should we be Otsumiyado? right? I mean, Goslin de Rabim, Lavshme Goslin, is not Yechidin Goslin de Rabim. What he's saying is that he's not a Goslin de Rabim. He has as much acclaim as anyone else. The big Chiddush, according to the Yesh Omrim, is what's Ravashi saying? Because really, if you think about it, all three of them are totally equal. They both have a taina and no proof. All three of them are taina and no proof. So why should we motzi it from Levi and give it to back to Reuben and Shimon? What's pshat? So
the Kolin is already a psak of Bezdin. Kolin is already a psak of Bezdin.
Exactly. What's Ravashi saying? Clearly, until Bezdin paskind, there'd be no havamina of Ravashi. If Reuven just showed up one day and said it's mine, Shimon showed up one day, it's mine, and Levi showed up and said it's mine, why should we be prejudiced against Levi? The case is, though, this is a continuation of Rav Nachman's Kol Da'olim Gavar. And what's pshat is that Rav Ashi is a tremendous chiddush. What's Rav Ashi's chiddush? That achar shepasku Kol Da'olim Gavar nase. Let's see how he writes it. Nifslag didn't call the Olam Gavar, huchzak zakarka le'echad mehem. Right, it's a chazaka. Huchzak zakarka shayach le'echad mehem. This reminds us of Chakira we had a few shiurim ago, right? As a matter of fact, this, keep in mind, we pass like Ravashi. No one passes like Nardai. Everyone passes like Ravashi. According to this Odi Shlomer, now again, this is just an Odi Shlomer. It's not like a person we can affiliate with this. But, what was I going to say? But, according to this, what's the lumdus? Rav Ashi is saying Kol Da'olam Gavar is not a siluk. If Kol Da'olam Gavar is a siluk, Reuven says mine, Shimon says mine, Bezdin says we're not getting involved. So why can't Levi say it's mine? Meaning nothing changed. Clearly the lumdus is that Rav Ashi saying that Kol Da'olam Gavar equals a psak. It's a psak. Kol Da'olam Gavar, whichever one of you two is Gover wins, that's a psak. And maybe Nardai holds, maybe, he doesn't say, Kol Da'olam Gavar equals Siluk. Maybe there's a nafkamina of Siluk Psak. Nardai says, even though we passed in Kol Da'olam Gavar, we didn't say anything. That's a way of not passing anything. And therefore, whoever's a Tainik can come take it. Why not? While Ravash says something changed when we passed in Kol Da'olam Gavar. Now we passed in, it's either Ruvain's or Shimon's. And if someone just comes with a stam taina, they can't necessarily overrule this. Now, it could be, just to be fair, that maybe Rav Ashi also holds that it's a psak. It's just a psak that can be reevaluated based on new evidence of a new taina, right? Or a psak, which can be reevaluated. Okay, but one thing is clear. If it's a siluk, you have to say Nardai. If it's a psak, you at least can say Rav Ashi. So therefore, the big chiddush that it comes out, muchrach, the Kol Da'olam Gavar is a psak. However, this is a das yachid, right? All the other Rishonim say it's shalo b'taina. Levi is just an opportunist who is coming and saying, you know what? If we don't know whose it is, I'll grab it. In which case, it's a big chiddush. Why? If he's taking something he admits doesn't belong to me. He's saying, I know it's not mine, but I'll take it anyway. So why is he allowed to keep it? What's pshat in Nardai? So here we have a machlokes l'chora between Rashbam and Tosos. What does the Rashbam say? According to the Rashbam, why does Nardai let him keep it? According to Rashbam, why does Nardoi let him keep it? Anyone?
Itav sinan lo mafkin.
Sure. No, you're in Ravashi.
No, because
I'm in Nardoi.
Because no one has any chazaka on it at all.
No.
Hold on a second. Let me ask the question a little better. It's either Reuven's or Shimon's, but we don't know whose. And Levi admits it, not his. So if it's either Reuven's or Shimon's, how can Levi keep it? What does Rashbam answer?
It doesn't belong to either of the first two.
Because the other
Rashbam says,
the other two might be liars.
Bednar said it's either Reuven's or Shimon's. How can we let Levi keep it? Who says it's either Reuven's or Shimon's? Maybe it's neither Reuven's nor Shimon's. Greg, we don't, it's not like, this is not George Mamona, 50-50 Suffolk, Machlev Par V'Chamer, we know it's either yours or yours. It's not Shnei Shtaros, it's either yours or yours. It's just a field sitting there, and Reuven says and Shimon says. Maybe they're all just saying. So says the Rashbam, because Shema Eino Lo Shel Reuven, Velo Shel Shimon. Maybe it's none of theirs. And whose is it? Rabbi Yonah expands on this a little, says, maybe it's Hefker, and therefore Levi can take it. Maybe it's no one's. Or maybe it's Naphtali's, who's in Medina Sayam now. And you know what? Naphtali would rather have Levi hold on to it than Reuben and Shimon, because Levi says, I admit it's not mine. So it'll be easier for Naphtali to get his field back someday. Reuben and Shimon claim it's Shalavosai. He would be happy for Levi to kick out Reuben and Shimon. So basically, maybe it's Hefker, maybe it's someone who doesn't mind Levi being there given the circumstances. And therefore, we don't kick him out because no one has a taina on him. That is the Rashbam. The Yad Rama sounds about the same, because what did the Yad Rama say at the end? The Yad Rama says at the end, the Dilma de Inish Me Almahu. Maybe it belongs to someone else in the world and not Reuven or Shimon. That's in Ravashi. In Ravashi says it's that who says it's one of theirs. Chad Mehani Leslie Dror de Mamona. Dilma Inish Me Almahu. Neither one of them has any clear claim. Maybe it belongs to someone else in the world. You know, maybe it belongs to someone in Timbuktu, right? We have that in It's very labedic. You want to do good cheskes abatim? We have a patch of land across the street from my house in Alon Shvut, which a whole bunch of people claim they own. Everyone claims they own. And the rumor is that there's some priest in Brazil who owns it. But no one really knows. Okay, maybe it belongs to a priest in Brazil. I don't know if it's a priest. Maybe he's just a very from Catholic. I don't know. Maybe it belongs to some priest in Brazil. That is the Yad Rama. And Rabbeinu Yonah takes this very seriously. Tiberin Yonah at the beginning says v'tamayu d'nardoi. What does he say? Ain kan shum rayat shel echmem. There's no proof it belongs to either of them. It also doesn't belong to Levi. Nonetheless, ain motzino sub yadu b'din davali k'momen shel tovim. There's no one who has any taina on it. Doesn't take something out of your hands if we have no idea whatsoever who owns it. Why? Because maybe it's Hefker, maybe the owner doesn't mind you being there.
Why is this any different than someone who finds a metzia sitting there? He doesn't know who it belongs to. He takes it. He's mechuyev to go looking for who it belongs to. Why can't he just keep it?
Good question. Because Hashavas Aveda only applies to Metaltalin. Metaltalin, there's a din of Hashavas Aveda. There's no din of Hashavas Aveda by Karka, and therefore I don't have to find out who it belongs to. I mean, there's intuition behind that, because whenever the guy shows up, the Karka will still be here. Okay, that is one derech. Tosos, though, assumes something else. Tosos, the Raskalim Mutsino Sumiyado, asked the question. What's Tosos' question? Even if they write a harshah, what's a harshah? A harshah is what we call in modern day English a power of attorney. Harshah, I think, Irv's not here. I don't know if no one else here is a lawyer, but okay, maybe you've used a lawyer. Is harshah still the word used in modern Hebrew for this?
Yafei Koach.
Oh, yeah, it's a Yipui Koach, correct. In modern Hebrew, we say Yipui Koach. I knew that. Ahar Sha'ah is what we call, nowadays we call a Yipui Koach, a power of attorney. What does this mean? The Gemara says a few places all over Shas. Whenever something might belong to Reuven or to Shimon, and Levi has it, they want to sue Levi. The problem is if Reuven sues Levi, Levi can say, you know, Smotzi Rechal Varaya, go prove it's yours. Maybe it's not yours. If Shimon wants to sue Levi, he can say, Motzi Rechal Varaya, maybe it's not yours. Azal Hayumad Chile, Azal Hayumad Chile. Either one, we are Doche. And what's the only way for Reuven and Shimon to get their money from Levi? So this advice is given all over Shas. It's called Kosvin Harsha'ah Zeh Lazeh. Harsha'ah is a power of attorney. It doesn't mean they both have to. One of them, basically, Reuven writes to Shimon. He writes to Shtar to Shimon. Shimon, I am giving you full bialus and control. Okay, exactly what Harsha'ah is, a big sugya in Baba Kama Daf Ayin. We're not getting to it now. But he basically says, I am giving you full rights over this money. And then Shimon comes and says, look, if it's my money, it's mine. If it's Reuven's money, he gave me full rights over it. And therefore, I can sue you. Imanav Shach and Shimon wins. That's called Harsha'ah. Tosa's question is, again, he doesn't say his name Tomar. But usually when Tosa doesn't start with him Tomar, it's still an implicit him Tomar. Im Tomar, why can't they just write one of them write a harsha to the other and then sue? Reuven will write a harsha to Shimon and Shimon will come and say, Mimad of Shach. If it's mine, it's mine. And if it's Reuven's, it's mine. So give it to me. What would the Rashbam answer? The Rashbam would answer, what kind of stupid question is that? Even if Shimon writes a harsha to Reuven or Reuven writes to Shimon or whatever it might be, Levi can say, maybe it's not Reuven's or Shimon's. Maybe it's Yisachar, Zvulun, Dan, and Naphtali, and Yosef, and Binyamin, and God, and Asher, and Yehudas. Or even people aren't Shvatim. And the Harsha wouldn't be effective. What is Tosfos' assumption when Tosfos asked the question of writing a Harsha? His assumption is that we believe it's either Reuven or Shimon's. We're convinced that it's either Reuven's or Shimon's. So what does Tosfos say? It is either Reuven's or Shimon's. He is not agreeing with the Rashbam. He says no. He says that we assume it is either shall Reuven, oh, shall Shimon. So why don't we take it out of Levi's hands? But the problem is, neither one of them can sue because either one of them is a suffix. And why don't we say they can sue together? Because there's no such thing as suing together in Jewish law. Why not say right to Harsha'ah? Adds Tosos. Ha'wul Rishayim heim ein nizkak lehem. Since Reuven and Shimon are Rishayim, we do not make ourselves available. We don't help them. We don't let them write a Harsha'ah.
One of them is.
Obviously, Tosos didn't mean this literally.
Not both.
Reuven and Shimon are not both Rishayim. He means either Reuven or Shimon's a Rasha. Right? Because remember, they both say Zemar Shalavosai. There's a father and I here. One of them is a Rasha. So the Ktsos explains this nicely on the Makoros sheet, but all the Echrono, I think, say the same thing for Tosfos. Probably Chaim will tell us in the Masifta, I think all the Echrono probably say the same shot in Tosfos. What does it mean if there were Shaim, we're not Nizkakin? Normally, we never heard that if someone's a Rasha, we don't let them sue in court. Even if there are two people and one of them writes our Shah to the other and one of them's a Rasha, Lachor, they can still sue in court. Lachor, what Tosfos means here is that if you look in the sugya in Baba Kama Daf Yud, we see that in order to, at least according to Tosos and most Rishonim, in order to write our Shah, you need to be able to make a kinyan. If I want, that's not true in modern day Israeli law, in the Yipui Koach, I can make power of attorney and say, you know, Charlie can handle all my affairs and sue and et cetera, even without a Maisa kinyan. But in halacha, you need a maisa kenyan for metaltli. Therefore, the Gemara says, "Mavakam lo kosfinan orkasa." That's the Aramaic for Arshah, a metaltli de kafri. And what does this mean? I need to be able to be makne it to you in order to give you power of attorney. The problem is, if something is stolen, then I cannot be makne it to you because The Gemara says, Mavakama, Gazal Velonet Yashua Bailem, neither one can make a Kenyan on it because Zelfi Shein Oshol, Zelfi Shein Oshuso. Kitsa, what that means is that if something is stolen from me and out of my control, then I can't make a Kenyan on it. I can't make it Hektish, I can't make it Hefker, and I can't sell it to you. And that's why the Gemara says at first in Mavakama, you can't write a power of attorney to go and sue to recover stolen items. Because once they're out of my control, I have no right to make a kinyan. That's called Einon Makne Dover She'eino Birshuso. Okay, without getting into the details, says the Ktos, however, they made a Takana Drabbanan. Mida Oraisa, you can't write our Shah on a stolen item because Einon Makne Dover She'eino Birshuso. Mida Drabbanan, they made a Takana, you can write our Shah anyway. However, they only made the Takana for people who aren't Vaday Rishayim. Within Reuven and Shimon, one of them is Rimanav Shachah Vaday Rasha. Since one of them, at least, is a Vaday Rasha, therefore they didn't make it Takana, they left it on the Din D'Oraisa, and the Din D'Oraisa is you can't make a Harsha on a stolen item, because ain't on the Makna, Dover Sheinim Rishuso. So therefore we assume it's either Reuven or Shimon, but neither one can sue. Misafek, right? Misafek, you can't win a lawsuit. And we don't allow a harsha'ah. Why? Because since really harsha'ah shouldn't work on a stolen item, because it's only Takanad Rabbanan, they didn't make it Takanad Rabbanan for a Rasha. And either Reuven or Shimon is a Rasha, and either Rasha or Shechino, I guess. So we didn't make it Takana. And if you think about it, what are Reuven and Shimon going to do? They're going to say, let's both sue Levi, and then we'll both benefit. No, they didn't make a takana for one Rasha and one Tzaddik to benefit. Only, they only made a takana when there's no Rasha who's going to benefit. Okay, that's Tosos. So these are the two pshatim in the sugya. Who agrees with Tosos? The Rashba pretty clearly agrees with Tosos in our sugya. says the Rashba, Amri Nardai, etc. Neither one of them is the Dvalvarim to sue me. Why? Because since they each say different things, neither one of them can sue me. And then he says a little later that he compares to Shnei Yosef ben Shimon. Right, what's Shnei Yosef ben Shimon? If there's a shtar that you owe money to Yosef ben Shimon and there are two Yosef ben Shimons, then you don't have to pay either one of them. And he compares to this case where you don't pay either one of them, because either one of them you could say, I know I owe one of you, but it's not you, so you can't sue me. It's not you because you can't sue me. So this we'll call Tosfos and the Rashba. Okay, now the only question is, this seems like a reasonable taina. The question is, what is the Shita Rav Ashi? Right, this question is, what's the Shita Rav Ashi? So let's see, what is the... why does Rav Ashi think we are Motzi Miyato? So here, the Ktsos has a big hakira in Tosos because Tosos makes two assumptions. As a matter of fact, that's how I wrote it on the board right here. Neither one of them can sue me Safek, and we don't allow a Harsha. When Rav Ashi changes his mind, is he saying, no, even though it's a Safek, they can still get their money back? They can still sue? Let's say, or does he mean you can write a harsha? That's the hakira that Ktsos deals with. Is Rav Ashi disagreeing about the details of harsha? And Rav Ashi says, you know what? They made a takana of harsha even for Rishayim, even though either Reuven or Shimon is a rasha. Nonetheless, they made a takana of harsha. Or is he saying, no, you don't need a harsha? Basically, is Rav Ashi saying with a harsha, just they made a takana, or is Rav Ashi saying without a harsha? So let us make a hakira here. That is Rav Ashi saying that Kosvim Harsha'ah Afilu L'Rishayim. Again, by Rishayim, I mean a case where it's Reuven and Shimon, one of them's a Rasha. It could be that if, you know, obviously if we knew someone was a Rasha and a liar, then we just kick him out of court in the first place. But it means even when you have two people in Manavshach, one of them's a Rasha, we still say a Harsha'ah. That is what the Ktsos quotes from the Tumim. Says the Tumim starts by quoting the Chidushi Agershuni. Chidushei Gershuni is an earlier Achron, who says that, look, our Tosa says, you don't write a Harsha for a Vade Ramai. And the Tumim says, I don't understand what he's talking about. That's only Nardai. But the whole reason Rav Ashi rejects Nardai is because we do write a Harsha even for a Vade Ramai. So that's how the Tumim. Oh, 1 second. That did not come out so clearly. That's how the We're having some hardware issues. I'm gonna try to fix it. That's how the Tumim understood. That's how the Tumim understood Rav Ashi. However, the Ktsos and the Chedushei Gershuni understood that no, motziem miyado af b'li harsha, nothing to do with harsha. We keep the idea that we don't write harsha for a shayim. That's only the maskana. It's not that we say you're right, you can't sue without harsha, but you can write a harsha. That's the Tumim. The Ktsos defends the Avodah Zarah. He says, no, you're right, you can't write a harsha. It's just you can sue even without a harsha. You have the right to be motzi this mammon even without a harsha. Why you have the right to be motzi this mammon, even without a harsha? After all, we find normally that when you owe money to one of two people, they cannot sue without a harsha. So how come in this case? How come in this case? They can sue even without a harsha. So here, I think you can take it in two ways, right? Why, if neither of them seems to have the right to sue, why can they sue even without a, why can they sue even without a harsha? So let's give me a second. Let's see what the Ktsos says. Says the Ktsos. He says, first of all, he quotes a Tosos, you know, not so clear if this is exactly sheet of Tosos, but more or less. Says, Lat mikoch harsha asile ravashi, da kori le gazlan shorabim, varsha gazlan yochid habi. Right? If there's harsha, it's not a good right. He'd be gazlan for yochid. He's still gazlan for rabim, then combined later. Elad so rashi gazlan rabim namish me gazlan, me harsha lo mairi klal. Okay, he doesn't explain so exactly. But what he's saying is that maybe it's midin gazlan. What's the chiddush? The chiddush here is, who says that they have to sue you in order to be motzi miyado? If you look in the Gemara keeps using lashon of shmei gazlan, lav shmei gazlan. Is he called the gazlan? Is he not called the gazlan? Says the Ktsos, maybe the difference is not whether or not Reuben and Shimon have the right to sue Levi. And Achanami, Reuben and Shimon don't have the right to sue Levi. But even if Reuben and Shimon don't have the right to sue Levi, we're still motzi miyado. Why? Because he's shmei gazlan. Not because of the rights of Reuven and Shimon, because of the Aveira of Levi. Levi is a Gazlan, and a Gazlan has to do a Shavas Gzela. not because someone sues him. Even if no one sues me, I have to do a Shabbat Zeila. Think about it. Now, I wouldn't steal. But let's say I did steal. Let's say I stole Morty's bicycle. And he doesn't sue me at all. Maybe he doesn't know I stole his bicycle, whatever. I still have a chiyuv hashavas gzeila if he doesn't sue me. He doesn't have to sue me in order for me to be chayiv in hashavas gzeila. Every gazan is to a hashavas gzeila. And it's very meduyik in the Gemara. The Gemara says that was the raya of Nardoi, lav shmei gazlan. And Rav Ashi answers, shmei gazlan. Now, you could say this is all lav davka. It really means, does someone have the right to sue? Does someone not have the right to sue? Right? Meaning, lav shmei gazlan means, unlike a gazlan, we don't end up taking it away from him. And shmei gazlan means, like a gazlan, we end up taking it away from him. But he's reading his note very meduyak. The point is not Reuben and Shimon. The point is Levi. It's not a sugya of Reuben and Shimon's rights. What rights do Reuben and Shimon have? We don't know who it belongs to. It's about Levi. It's that Levi has the Reuben and Shimon don't have the right to it, but Levi has an obligation of a Shabbos Gzeila because he's a Gazlan, and that's the Chiddush of Rav Ashi. Even though he stole it from no one's possession, and even though he stole it when no one had a clear ownership of it, nonetheless, since he admits it's not his, he's called a Gazlan, and a Gazlan has to give it back. So that's basically one pshat, says the Ksos. The Ksos then gives two pshatim. One will say, one he says based on Tosfos, and one he says based on the Ramban.
But does he have to give to each one of them, or is it enough just to leave it to put
one? So give me a second.
Yeah. Okay.
Once.
Isn't it so saying that there's that the din of neither one can sue is only by a chov? Therefore,
no, that's the second shot when he said for the Ramban. Now I'm in the first shot, he says for Tosos. Right, you're in the paragraph Gam Ladada Ramban.
Oh, okay. I'm
before that.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Right, says the Ktsos, then he divides into two drachim. Sorry. I'm having some trouble with the anyone good at computers here can tell me why, even when I'm haven't touched the tablet yet, it still seems to be writing. Not seems to be, it is.
Are you pushing on the pen at all?
Okay, there must be some software here that I'm not familiar with.
Are you holding your hands near the screen when you're writing it?
Yeah, my hands are fine. Right now, my hands are over the screen and it's not doing anything. It's just that it's writing even when I'm just hovering over the screen here.
Yeah, you don't have to touch the screen for it to write.
No, that's the right. It's supposed to work. That only going to touch the screen. Okay. Oh. Anyway, I apologize. I'm the youngest person in this room. I'm supposed to be good at technology.
Why don't you, Rav Asaf, write it on a piece of paper? Write it on a piece of paper and show us on the screen.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see.
Turn the pen off and on again?
I don't know. Does the pen turn off and on? Does it have an off-on button?
I don't know.
I don't think it does. And
is my ancient one from the same series, from the Wacom.
Okay.
Save the screen and then turn the tablet up, the tablet off, and then back on again.
Okay. Save the screen. And now turn it. Just give it a try. Nope. Okay.
Maybe make a new page.
Nope. Okay. Let's figure out. Maybe I'll use.
No. Make a new page.
Make a new page. How do I? One second. How do I make a new page? There should be.
Or just clear the screen, or whatever it does.
Yeah. One second. Yeah, maybe I need a new driver. I don't know. Okay. Anyway,
Biden.
Okay, now it started working again. So let's hope for the best. Okay. Let me just write this. Ophitosos. The Firam Van. What does the Ktos say? The Ktos says, I think the Ktos is very meduyach. What does he say? He says the problem is not what Reuven and Shimon have the right to sue for. The problem is that Levi has a chiyuv hashavas gzela. It's not the zechus of Reuven and Shimon, but the chiyuv Hashavas Gzela of Levi. Right? It's Levi, it's not Reuven and Shimon. That's Tosos. And that's very Medurik and the Gemara. It's all about whether he's Chalos Goslin. Nardoi thought he was not a Goslin. If he's not a Goslin, he doesn't have to pay anyone money unless they can sue him, and they can't sue him. But Rash says, no, he is a Goslin. Once he's a Goslin, it doesn't matter that you don't have the right to sue him. He doesn't have the right to keep this money, and that's more important. That is Ravashi. That's the Ktos according to Tosos. However, according to Ramban, he says a different part. What does he say according to Ramban? And I think this is a little similar to something the Rashba says. The Rashba says, Kevin Shatofsa Befaneinu, Eino Mochsak. What does he say? He says that, when can I say you can't sue me because I can be docha you because you can't write a harsha'ah? That's when I'm muchzuk in something. I owe one of two Yosef and Shimon's money, and I don't know who. So I'm muchzuk in something, and I don't know who I have to pay, so I don't have to pay either of you because neither of you could sue me. But that's when we're not talking about an item that I definitely don't own. When there is a, that's when we had a debt of money. But in this case, says the Ramban, quoting the Ritva and Mukhe Yosef later on in the Masechet, let's say I give something as a matana. And there are two, I don't think it was Yosef and Shimon, I forgot what the name was there. But there are two guys, I forget the guy's name. Okay, it doesn't matter. There are two guys, and I'm not sure who I gave the... And I'm not sure who I gave the matana to. So there, then I do have to give it up and let the two of them split it or deal with it or figure out some way to work it out between themselves. Why? He says, okay, the lashon is not so clear. He says, that's only b'chov, avo b'nosim matana lo. Basically, if I, that's the Mukhe Yosef and the Ritva say, let's say I have this pen and I say, this pen, I am making a kinyan, and I'm giving it to, I don't know, Chaim. There are two Chaims here. Then I do have to give it up. They can sue me. Even though I'm not a Goslin. What Goslin? I gave him a ton. And I'll do Xela. But why can they sue me? Because there's an object that for sure doesn't belong to me. When I, this object doesn't belong to me, I can't say I'm Motzei Mechaveh Olav Haraya. What it means, Mochavez, all of Haraya is only if you want me to pay you money that belongs to me, a chov. That's a big chiddush. But if there's an object that I definitely don't own, then what do you mean, Mochavez, all of Haraya? It's definitely not my object. If it's definitely not my object, I have to give it up. That is the second way of understanding Rav Ashi. Since it's a, it, here, it's a chefza. It's not a chov. It's not like I might owe Reuven Shimon. I might owe Reuven money. I might owe Shimon money. So I have to pay one of them. No, it's that this field does not belong to me. It belongs to Reuven or Shimon. If Reuven sues me, I can't say I'm Motzei Mechaveh Olav Haraya. Go prove that it's yours because I have no muchzakas on it. It's definitely not mine. If it's definitely not mine, then I have to give it up. So that's what he says. Lefi the Ramban, what's the chiddush? The chiddush is that you can't.
Pen's not working properly.
I realize that.
It looks like Arabic.
Okay. I don't know if an Arab would agree that all scribbles should be described as looking like Arabic. But okay, fine with me. let me just... think for a second what to do. I'm a little stuck here. Okay, if anyone has a grandchild who knows technology, this is tell them to try and figure out this problem. AB was right. You see, we got to come in person. Technology doesn't work. Although that wasn't his svara. Anyway, let's do the best we can. best we can. It's not really helping here. Okay.
Are you touching the screen or are you above the screen?
No, it's when I'm not touching the screen, it still writes, and that's why I can't control what's being written.
So
is the tip of the pen got dirty or moisture on it from holding it?
I can't imagine how. I could try to switch out the tip. But the tip's supposed to last a couple years, not a couple minutes.
No, that wouldn't. That's not a problem. The tip is just a plastic thing. The only thing that could happen if it's dirty or got moist somehow by holding it.
Try with your fingernail.
No. This doesn't write when you use your fingernail. Okay, we might have to just do this balpe, and I'll send you out the board later. Okay, so basically what I'm saying is, let's see if it's possible to learn without a board. I know it's probably not. Basically, the Ktsos has three pshatim. The Tumim says, in the end, you need a harsha'a. Reuven and Shimon need to be able to sue. And then he says, but that's the Tumim. The Ktsos says, no, the Chiddush Gishon is right. We still keep... It's not that we reject the idea you don't write Harsha'a for Harsha'a. We keep the idea you can't write Harsha'a for Harsha'im. We reject the idea that you need a Harsha'a. Oh, how can they win without a Harsha'a? So one shot is, it's not about their suing him. It's about his Chiyuv HaShavas Gzeila. And that changes the whole sugya. It's not about what Reuven and Shimon have the right to. It's about what Levi has the obligation to do. And since Rav Ashi's whole sheet is that even though he took something that was not in a clear situation of ownership, he's still called a Goslin. By the way, this might be a very fundamental hakira in Gzela, which we're not getting to now. Is Gzela because I'm taking someone else's property? Is Gzela because I'm making someone else lose their property or because I'm gaining unjustly? Maybe Nardai says Gzela is Gzela because I took someone else's property. Here, if no one else has a proof for it, you can't call me a Goslin. Ravash says, no, Gzela is Gzela, because I'm enriching myself unjustly. And since I admit that I enrich myself unjustly, because I don't have a tain, I'm still a Goslin. So he says, according to Tosos, who calls it a Gzela and applies the Chiyuv HaShavas Gzela, the reason is because of HaShavas Gzela. But he says, the Ramban says it's not there's no Chiyuv HaShavas Gzela. So he says, no. Then you have to say they can sue me. Whoever heard someone can sue me suffic? The answer is that someone could sue me misafik if I admit that there's an object that doesn't belong to me. Again, he's mechalkin a chov and a cheftza. If I might owe you money, then think about it this way. I owe either Chaim or Charlie 1,000 shekel. I'm holding the 1,000 shekel. It's definitely my 1,000 shekel. I just owe someone. So I tell Chaim, I might not own you, all of Haraya. And I give Charlie, I might not own you, all of Haraya. But if it's not $1,000, but a be'en, I'm holding a bicycle, which is either Chaim's or Charlie's, but not mine. Then I can't tell Chaim, Hamot Mir Ha'ol of Haraya, because it's not my bicycle. You can't call me a muchsak in the bicycle if I admit that it for sure does not, if I admit that it for sure does not belong to me. That is what he says, according to the Ramban. I can't say a mosmer of araya and be doche you if I admit that it doesn't belong to me. That's what he says. He says that you can only. No, it's not going to work. Okay. Now, let's think for a second how this applies, and we don't have too much time. But the Rashbam shot, the Rashbam said it might belong to none of them. So what's the maskana of Rav Ashi according to the Rashbam? So one way is easy. If you take the Tosfos derech, it's because of HaShavas Gzela, then that makes sense even according to the Rashbam. It might not be Reuven's, it might not be Shimon's, it might be no one's. Yeah, it might be no one's, but I'm still a Goslin. And a Goslin has to be Meshiv the Gzela, and that is what the Yad Rama says. Says the Yad Rama. Kolomar she'ena yotze the blow dummy le gozal. Okay, he doesn't say so clear. He says afal gav the mishalim zelo kol chaminay unami lo nafik yedei hashava. What does he say? He says that I have a chiva shavas gzela and I can't even be yotze my chiva shavas gzela because I don't know who to give it to, because I don't know who the owner is, and that's why he says at the end, if you can say it's bidin gzela, like mamish gzela. He says at the end, that's only for metalflin. It wouldn't be by karka, because karka in mixelis, that's all sugya. And therefore, he says, we're not really referring to the karka. We're really referring to the peros of the karka, which are mixelis. The other option is that if we take the derech of the Ramban, excuse me, then what's the other option for the Rashbam? One option is to say that it's bidin gzela. Right? If it's bidin hashavas gzela, then even if we don't know if it belongs to Ruin or Shimon, I still have a chiyuv hashavas gzela. And that seems to be approached to the Avrama. Why? Because the Avrama says I have a chiyuv hashavas gzela. Even if I give it to Ruin and Shimon, it doesn't help. Because who knows who I really stole from? However, Rabbeinu Yonah says a little differently. Then he brings up a little suffix. But Rabbeinu Yonah says that Rabos, one second, where are we? Veli nera lefarsha. Al inyan, no, okay. No, he also says midin shavas gzela, midin Rabbi Akiva. One second, shavas gzela, but.
Does the Rashbam say that he can do his kapora if he gives to each one of them? Is that in the Rashbam or not?
Our Rashbam, it's funny, there's different gersos in the Rashbam. Okay, you know what? We're having too many technical problems here. Maybe we'll have to call it a day. And even though I really want to wrap this up, but it might be easier to just start by wrapping it up next time. So let's just start next time by wrapping up exactly what the Svara of Rav Ashi is. We'll pick up where we left off. We'll wrap up the Svara of Rav Ashi, and we'll continue in the next sugya of Dolli Iu Gufa Tzana de Peiri and the Peiris Harad Tiv Nemon. Basically, we want to start with the Gemara until the fifth to last line. Ibai Leilam Chuye. We want to definitely look at the Ramban on this Gemara. Rashbam, Tosos, obviously, and the Ramban on this Gemara. And I'll send out. Maybe I'll send out more Makoros. More Makoros later. So we'll have to just finish up this Inyan briefly next time when we meet in person. Okay. AB's right. We're definitely coming back to meet in person next time. Meanwhile, I'll also try to figure out the technology again. Anyone has a grandson or granddaughter?
This is a test.
Please get them to
it's more complicated.
Try to figure out my problem.
It's not common usage. It's mostly graphic. Mostly people do deal with graphics, use this kind
Anyway, Kitzer, let's pick up next time. Mr. Gem, we'll finish this up. We'll go into the next. So again, I'll see you on Monday.
Can I say something about the terutzim to the Ramban?
Absolutely.
So the two terutzim, the Prisha and the Magid Mishnah, are based on an assumption that the Ramban didn't write things clearly in this halacha. And therefore, you can play around. Therefore, you have to play around with the text in order to solve the problem. Reb Chaim and the Oven Azel say exactly the opposite. The Ramban was very precise. And therefore, if you change the language from halacha yud to halacha yud aleph, you have to explain why he changed the language. And he uses a svara that was certainly from left field, but it seems to work.
Right. You know what? You're making a very good case, meaning you want the Rambam to be meduyak, and the Aruch HaShulchan is more of a chiddush and is not necessarily so, it doesn't have a clear diuk. The Evna Azel, I didn't know it was a Rav Chaim, I'll have to check it out in the Shirim Rav Metzia. Daf Kuf. Yeah. Our Meduyik in the Rambam, because he does change his language from Simtan Agam to Ein Rishus Echad Mehem. I would have preferred Rishus Harabim, I must admit.
No, Ein Rishus Echad Mehem is Meduyik because it includes Chatzer Shoshneya Shoshneya.
Right. Okay. I mean, he knows how to say Chatzer Shoshneya's name or Rishus Harabim.
This way, he had includes both.
But you're saying it might be the most Meduyik shot in the Rambam. Okay. Again, I wish the Rambam had just been gone one step further, but you're right. It is Meduyah because the Rambam does have a clear change in his Lashon. And then the other advantage, you don't have to say Shtika Kohoda, according to the Evan Azel and Reb Chaim, you know, which is obviously a little dachuk. Again, Shtika is okay because it's a different language than Eni Yodea. Maybe that's not even so dachuk. Okay, but you're right. I'm a Kabbal.
Okay.
Okay, I'll wish everyone a good Shabbos and see you next week.
Okay, cool.